This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero, and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever.
There is no part of their feelings that are your responsibility. Your responsibility is to take responsibility for yourself, to treat them well if you care about them. Treat them as well as you can, and then let their emotions be, because it's not your problem. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed in dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Today, we're talking about how to not care what others think. This is a really important lesson that everyone on the alpha journey needs to learn. This is a very important lesson that we need to learn in life to help us not worry about a lot of things that are not really our business, to overburden ourselves, to live with anxiety, to become more depressed than we need to be based on the circumstances. A lot of people get wrapped up in trying to think about what other people might feel, what other people might be thinking. But to a great degree, this is not wise, okay? And what I want to do is I want to talk about the second vow of the Oath of Kings and Queens, my alpha male code, my alpha female code. It's a code for any human who wants to live in true alpha mentality. And if you download my free ebook, which you can find in the description, and Introduction to the Alpha Mentality, you can find all 18 of these vows. You can also find all of the steps needed to begin your own alpha journey in life. But the second vow of the Oath of Kings and Queens says, I vow to love myself truly and firstly, and to set others free from the requirement to do the same. I just want to break this down. This is a very simple concept. I vow to love myself truly and firstly, okay? This means that every day when we wake up, we have one responsibility. It begins with one simple responsibility, to care for ourselves. This is a positive thing. This isn't about putting other people down. This isn't about neglecting our other responsibilities. This is about looking to ourselves and saying, I have to love you. I have to take responsibility for the care and well-being of your body, mind, and soul. But we also have to set others free from the requirement to do the same. What does this mean? Just because we have a responsibility to love ourselves truly and firstly doesn't mean that we should project that responsibility onto others. Every single other human in this world should wake up seeing to this responsibility as their first responsibility, okay? And we must empower them to do this. We must empower ourselves and empower them to do this. We must all become self-sufficient. We must all take self-ownership. When we start to feel entitled to other people's thoughts, feelings, actions, money, this is when things get really weird and out of whack. This is when things start to not make sense. The process of surviving and thriving is best accomplished when we take full, radical self-responsibility for ourselves and when we empower the people we love to do the same. Then, once we have all taking responsibility for ourselves, we can come together to create an amazing world, an amazing community, an amazing circle, family, tribe. And then we can start to help each other to do even better. But it all begins with self service. It all begins with self-love. It begins with self-responsibility. When I raise my children, I must take care of myself so that I can be the best father I can be. If I give my resources to them, time, money, energy, emotions, whatever, to such a degree that it completely drains me, that I cannot fulfill my responsibility as a father, I have failed my children. This is true of anyone in life. So, when we come back to the question, how to not care what others think, this is very simple. Your only responsibility is to be true to the standards and values that you believe to be best. You must govern your own behavior. You must do what you believe to be right. That might make people feel any number of different ways, but you do not have a responsibility to care for their feelings. You only have a responsibility to do the right thing. If I say to my children, tonight we are eating steak, potatoes, and carrots for dinner. Half of my children might love this meal. They're very happy. The other half may hate this. They're like, I hate steak, I hate potatoes, I hate carrots, I hate you. Look at all of these emotions, all doing different things. It is not my responsibility to try to micromanage all the emotions of my children. It's my responsibility to provide a healthy meal for them, to nourish them to the best of my ability. And this is true with everyone in our lives. And this is the alpha way. We cannot take all of the emotions of everyone onto our backs and carry that burden. It is impossible and it doesn't make sense. What we must do is every day strive to be our best self so that we can show up for the things that matter, for the people who matter, in the ways that matter. And then we let ourselves go from all the rest of it. How not to care what others think? You do this by making sure that you're behaving well, performing in the ways that matter, and letting go of people's reactions to it. If they don't like you, they'll walk away. And that's okay. This is what should happen. If they're a little unhappy with you, but they stay, okay, you'll work it out. It'll be all right. If they're happy with you, and you burden yourself with wondering, oh, are they really okay? Do they really mean what they say? Maybe they're secretly hating me, blah, blah. This is all clutter. Let it all go. There is no part of their feelings that are your responsibility. Your responsibility is to take responsibility for yourself, to treat them well if you care about them. Treat them as well as you can. And then let their emotions be, because it's not your problem. This helps us to let go. It helps us to find more peace and helps us to care more about what we can control, which is our actions in this life. And that's how you do it. That's how you not care about what others think. It takes practice. You will have to practice this. But when you get better at it and you learn to continue to keep this at the forefront of your mind, this concept, and you every single day you remind yourself, you might even want to write it in your journal. But as you remind yourself and as you work on this and as you go through this with yourself, you will come to find that this will bring you great peace and will help to ease some of that anxiety you feel about what other people are feeling. And that is a great feeling. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.